Welcome to Something Ventured, Something Gained, Tales from an AEP. I'm your host, Catherine, a teacher at an AEP. If you're unfamiliar with AEPs, stick around. You might learn something interesting. If you work at an AEP, stick around. You might be able to relate or learn something to take back to your campus. This podcast is designed for staff, students, parents, guardians, and the general public. Episode 6, June. Quick note, if this is your first time joining us, I highly encourage you to check out episode 1 first. It'll give you a broad introduction to our campus and review some terminology with which you may be unfamiliar. And then please join us back here or any other episode of your choosing. I do hope you enjoy this episode, whether you've listened to the first one or not. End of year. As one might suspect at this point, the end of the year doesn't necessarily look the same on our campus as it does at other campuses. There are two primary reasons for this: credits and enrollment. First, credits. Students may finish the school year in the middle of the course. With everything being self-paced, there's no guarantee they will finish before the last day of the school year. This means that we don't just send out a report card showing the final grade. We send out the most recent version of their progress report. A progress report at Venture consists of a few pieces of information to keep the parent or guardian up to date on their student's status in their courses. It is a one-page spreadsheet that provides at-a-glance details on attendance, current percent of course completed, expected percent of course completed, based on the number of days enrolled in the course, number of weeks quote-unquote behind, based on expected completion, and reasons why the student may be behind in the course: sleeping, absences, not submitting work, etc. We send out a version of this progress report every 3 weeks. Armed with this information, the parent, guardian, can have conversations with their student about expectations and what needs to happen moving forward. It also facilitates effective conversations when advisors need to call home, whether the reason for the call is positive or negative. Now let me take just a minute to brag on my incredible campus and how our grading and progress system work. We used to use a software system that was last updated in the early 2000s. Unfortunately, there wasn't an affordable gradebook system on the market that matched all of our unique needs. The biggest factor being the transitory nature of our students between classes. Most gradebooks are designed with a semester-long course in mind, and that just isn't how things work here. So our principal put together a gradebook committee, and when we ended up finding nothing that worked, our fabulous CTE teacher, Mrs. Katsadas, made one. Yes, you heard me right. She made it. Katsadas put her tech knowledge to use and designed a spreadsheet in Google Sheets where she could place formulas for all of the information we needed: start date, number of days expected to complete assignments, grades, completion date. But that was only step one. Step two is providing a way for advisors to view these grade sheets in real time. So she created our progress report spreadsheet, which allows us to paste the URL of each grade sheet on a different line. The code would then populate the pertinent information in each box. The design allows us, as advisors, to paste each grade sheet for our advisees' current classes into the spreadsheet and see what their progress percentage looks like at a glance. This spreadsheet is then easily shared with parents via email. I cannot thank Mrs. Katsadas enough for the amount of work that went into creating the sheets and then maintaining them each year. I remember the old system for my first 2 years here, and this is above and beyond anything I could have imagined at that time. As an advisor, not only do I know where my advisees stand in each of their classes, But when I do weekly check-ins, it only takes one click for them to see as well. And when they have questions about their progress, it's only one more click to see a specific sheet so that we can view what assignments show as having been turned in and graded. This is particularly beneficial for our blended learning model because we can easily input grades whether the assignment was completed on paper, in Canvas, or through some other medium. Now back to the end of the year. In the years prior to this one, we would have to print out all of our grade sheets for the year, both complete and incomplete. These would serve as a backup to verify grades if the student was placed back in the course to complete it and the digital version couldn't be found. Additionally, the teacher may not be teaching that same student the following semester for various reasons, and it makes it easier for the new teacher to create a grade sheet and just plug the existing grades in. This year, we were not required to print our grade sheets, but we did have to share the digital versions with Ms. Parsons and a member of the front office staff. By ensuring that each of them had a copy, Parsons could create her own backup, and the office could provide summer school teachers access to the grade sheets they needed to do their jobs. Moving on to the second reason the end of year looks different here, enrollment. Venture is a school of choice, which means students can lose their spots here if they don't meet some minimum expectations. The basic expectations are that they earn 3 full credits, which is 6 semesters of work, and maintain a decent attendance record. But this is Venture, and not everything is black and white. To accommodate for the gray area, advisors submit recommendations to the administrative team as to who in our advisory should and should not be allowed to return the following semester. We fill out a form that indicates attendance percentage, number of credits earned, whether the student had any behavior or attendance issues, whether the student should return on a goal sheet or contract, and then we can leave specific feedback on whether the student should return at all and why or why not. The administrative team gathers as a collective group to review every single recommendation and make determinations as a team about the status of each student. Advisors are then informed of the decisions via Mrs. Parsons. The decisions available are return to Venture as normal, return to Venture on a goal sheet or contract, return to Venture if they attend summer school and earn a certain number of credits, or return to their home campus. All of this happens at least 2 weeks before the end of the school year so that parents or guardians can be informed, most especially in the cases of mandatory summer school or a return to the home campus. And then on the last day or two of the year, we send home physical letters that confirm the decision. Again, these letters should not catch parents or guardians off guard unless we were unable to reach them by phone for some reason. As an advisor, it is a little bit of extra work compared to what might be expected at traditional campuses. But as a classroom teacher, it is really nice knowing that I don't have some hard and fast deadline to finalize grades, because my grades are updated regularly anyway, and credits can be completed over summer or the next semester. Summer continued. So the last 2 weeks of the first summer school session have come and gone since my last episode. Nothing overly exciting happened, but since I mentioned that the first week didn't go as smoothly as we had hoped, I thought I would update you nonetheless. Monday of week 2 was basically drop day. Students are only allowed to have one absence during the summer school session. It's only 15 days long as it is, so setting the max number of absences at 1 isn't unreasonable. Because it took us so long to get the district system working, students did get a little bit more grace than they normally would have. By Monday, any student who had at least 2 absences and didn't show up on Monday was dropped from the roster, and the front office made a phone call home to let them know the student had been withdrawn from summer school. They will have the opportunity to attend the second session, which is particularly important for those students who have mandatory summer school in order to return to Venture in the fall. Throughout the next 2 weeks, students would continue to be slowly removed due to absences, voluntarily withdrawing, completing the required credits, and/or graduating. Some students will be returning for the three-week session in July. Some students will come in July who were unable or unwilling to attend in June, and some won't be back until the fall. But our digital grades and tracking system will make it easy to pass the necessary documents on to the next teacher for second session or the fall. At the time of recording this, I am sitting in a nice hotel room in Austin. I'm at a campus leadership program facilitated by the Holdsworth Center. Mr. Meeks, Ms. Parsons, Mrs. Russell Bruton, and I will be spending this week reviewing our problem of practice and what we can implement on our campus to resolve it using a leadership mindset. The end goal being equitable outcomes for all students. I've completed the orientation modules online and the pre-work and one full day of actual work. And I'm incredibly excited to see what the rest of this week holds. I can't see any reason why it won't be a beneficial use of my time. Plus, I am always willing to learn and grow as a person, as an educator, and as an employee. The final school-related thing I have going on this summer is my application for our department lead position. I may be relatively new to this career field compared to others, but I have only worked for our campus. This means that I have a good understanding of what keeps us running, what our student needs are, what our curriculum needs are, and how to implement new learning in a way that works for our unique situation. I may not ever be interested in pursuing a position in administration, but I do want to continue to expand my opportunities on our campus. Becoming a department lead will allow me to do that. And whether I get the job or not, just the fact that I feel so confident about what I do as an educator, as an advisor, as an employee and a coworker, that I was willing to kind of step out and put myself in this position to be looked at for an opportunity for leadership is really exciting for me. I normally would have had a lot of concerns, I guess you would say, about, you know, imposter syndrome and maybe not being the right fit because I am still new to the field. But again, I feel very strongly that I have what it takes to be department leader. And even if I don't get it, one of my amazing coworkers will. And you know, who can be upset about that? Wrap up and looking ahead. I want to thank you if you made it to the end of this episode. I hope you found this peek into our end of year system insightful. Don't forget to hit the comment section if you have questions about our digital gradebook. Looking ahead, I may take a short break for the month of July and begin season 2 when our contract year resumes in August. Or I may do a short episode to follow up on the Holdsworth conference I'm at here in Austin. So make sure you're subscribed just in case. Either way, season 1 has gone better than I could have hoped, and I can't wait to keep sharing the amazing things that make Venture High School so special. This has been Something Ventured, Something Gained, Tales from an AEP, written, hosted, and edited by Catherine. Please subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and please like and/or comment to let us know what you think.